came back. You see, we are trying to connect to these Assyrians because this is what you should somehow, I don't say remember, but it's a sort of remembering. By understanding the category, you don't remember 2 by 2 is 4. Somehow it's there, you see, it will be like that. Because this is the analysis which is the base of all the rest of this book we are going to look at. This is, what do you call it? This is the first visit to the doctor and
diagnosis.
Diagnosis is important. This is the diagnosis of problem you are facing. It started with this. First story was like this. First paragraph, 20 verses, talking about the problem of surrendering to rule and forgetting about exception. Right? Remember the paragraph now when I say it like this? Or no? Do you? I say it again. Remember, I say that paragraph was talking about this. First paragraph, falling in love of the king to the handmaiden was the problem of surrendering to rule and forgetting the exception. Wasn't that it? So by one sentence, one meaning you have in your mind, you go back to that paragraph. Therefore you could even guess how many paragraphs there was and how was it organized. What came first, what second. But we do all of this to remember the story. It's the story of falling in love with your intelligence, right? In another hand, was the problem of animal intelligence somehow, because animal is the main carrier here and is the most visible one, the most obvious one. Therefore, we look at this. Okay, this one has an animal intelligence. We're talking about that. First, this animal intelligence surrenders to rule and ignores the exceptions. Second paragraph was talking about, beyond all of this reality, there is an ocean of plentifulness, and that there are other universes which is dream, imagination, and non-existence. Let's bring them in, which are out of the domain of this intelligence. The third paragraph talked about, remember, he talked about being polite, understanding the mode of behavior, the ritual. He said, you have to quit two things. Don't be critical when you're talking, and don't try to gather it. This is just going by, because at the end of the day, I'm not giving you anything. I'm just leading you to try to go towards the best of you. It's you, and you will do it, you will experience it, you will become it. So you are with it, but don't push. Then the fourth one was the face of this Hakim, which will make it happen without talking and theories and all of that. Then he said, remember, mainly we talk about love. The first thing you should understand is the problem of love is different from anything else. Love is the astrolabe of understanding the God. Then we said, okay, now let's go in privacy. Dig in your private self next paragraph is that a little bit of this information could be revealed. Don't think that we'll hand you the information. It doesn't work like that. So the Hakim will tell a little bit, will inform the king, very limited. Then the next paragraph, he talked about love. Love of material stuff, love which is the extreme state of wanting is not love. There is only one kind of love. And in that kind of love, you will lose yourself, not you will gain something. Remember the trick? The trick is losing something, not gaining something. We mainly talked about it like what? You should be polished. Polishing is not adding something to it. It's getting rid of some superficial stuff to shine. Then the last verse talked about the secret of this special kind of killing stuff we talk about. He brought in the example of Ishmael and said, see, when we say that father wanted to kill the son and the son volunteered to be killed, you see, at the end there is no killing. He's being ready to give whatever to the beloved. That's the kind of killing the goldsmith we are talking about. Then, second story. What is the second story? Very famous one.
All three.
Yes. That Grocerinan and his parrot. Have you paid attention why he's a Grocerinan?
Like a merchant.
Later we'll talk about the good merchant, but this is the little one. This is the most superficial one. Therefore, his parrot is not that good parrot. His parrot is imitator. Because when we want to show you something good, the best way, because you have to find it in yourself, is to show you the bad stuff, which is already there. So when we talk about love, we say, oh, remember, there is one thing you call love, which is I want, I need, I appreciate, somehow I admire. There is another thing which is love. First thing, understand this one, right? Here, we talk about the parrot. And this parrot is very important to me in the second story because it's the main source of your quote-unquote knowledge and thinking. Because this is the parrot who is observing and understanding, right? Isn't this what you do? You observe, you look at the stuff, and you judge. Comparison. Then there's the third story. Then the story is talking about what? We are there. Today, we are there. Then the story talks about, okay, let's see what's inside. And by going inside you, I'm not interested to know that you have pancreas or something. Am I interested to know about your thinking? Am I interested to know about what you do in your privacy? Not at all. Because those are private and those are your business. I want to know what you are to ask an outsider looking at you. I want to know what is your manner when you look at us or look at me. Remember the problem we talked about, comparison? Ah, we know that. Looking at us, you compare yourself with us.